The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Good morning, I'm Sandy Max, and this is the Sunday Sip. I am so pleased to welcome Greater Milwaukee Foundation Vice President of Development and Philanthropic Services, Kristen Meckamson. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Sandy. It's great to be here.
And tell us a little bit about Greater Milwaukee Foundation's mission and your role there.
The Greater Milwaukee Foundation is how Milwaukee works together. We're a convener and a grant maker. I have the privilege of serving as the Vice President of Development and Philanthropic Services, which is essentially working most closely with our donors and professional advisors and those who are looking to invest in the foundation and in the community. We have been around since 1915, and we are at the heart of Milwaukee's civic community. So we're the largest community foundation in Wisconsin and among the first established in the world.
That's over 100 years of doing good deeds and making the city better.
In partnership with so many.
It is really, truly a community. And the foundation just closed the Greater Together campaign. Can you explain what the Greater Together campaign is? What the purpose is?
Absolutely. So the campaign has really been a tool for us to help achieve our vision to build a Milwaukee for all, which is grounded in our generational commitment to advance racial equity and inclusion in Milwaukee. The campaign ran from 2017 to 2023. We had an ambitious goal of $700 million, and we had strategic priorities around health equity, economic opportunity, educational opportunity, as well as housing, those areas that our community has prioritized. And so we have prioritized in partnership with our donors.
And how do you decide those priorities?
That's a really great question. So as a convener, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation really focuses on grounding our priorities in data, where, you know, we can have clear objective understanding of where the need is, as well as community insight, right? So we've spent years talking with everyone across the community, from residents to community leaders, you know, donors, other funders, government, to really understand where those greatest needs are and how to co-create solutions to create a Milwaukee for all.
And that's a great way to build ownership as well, if you're going to speak to the needs and desires, because so many people do want to help. They want to make sure that their money is going in the right direction to actually fund something that can be useful and impactful.
Exactly. And I think that's our greatest strength, is our relationships, right? So our network, and again, it's across so many, we have an ability to bring all voices to the table to determine how do we best deploy our resources for immediate need, but also for long into the future. Because our goal is to, like you said, make sure that folks have a stake in the work and the solutions so that everyone is really committed to driving long-term solutions.
Which is better than Band-Aids.
Exactly.
So what's in store for 2024 for the Greater Milwaukee Foundation?
Well, this is a very exciting year at the foundation. Probably the most visible and most exciting thing is that we are going to be opening Thrive on King, which is a partnership with the Medical College of Wisconsin, Royal Capital Group, and community residents in Harambe, Bruce Hill, and Halyard Park. And Thrive on King is a building. It's the former Gimbel Schuster's building on Martin Luther King Drive.
History and, right there.
Exactly. And so it's really a catalytic redevelopment. The building, of course, is the centerpiece. GMF is moving our corporate headquarters there. The medical college will have 5 community-facing centers there. And the community has partnered with the foundation and our other partners to determine what will be on the first floor. So it will be a community hub with services, other partners, all based and informed by the community that we're moving into.
And what's the intersection there? Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and
Garfield and Lloyd are the two other streets that, you know, and then Velar Phillips to the west.
Yeah, and I love that art is going to be a part of the first floor of Thrive on King.
Yes. Right now it's, you know, we're just imagining, but we have been deep in partnership with community and so many partners on this. And I think what's really exciting is art in our original visioning sessions and feedback sessions with the community. Art was featured prominently. Folks were saying, we would like the the building to represent the history and the culture and the art of this neighborhood of Bronzeville. And so not only were we able to bring that to life, but for community members and partners to be driving this, there was a review panel made up of artists and community members who have selected the different pieces and the commissions, right? So there'll be murals, textiles, sculpture, everything you can think of. And there are 21 artists who have ties to the neighborhood that will be represented in that first floor.
Again, truly building community. Mm-hmm. And with your space being based there, your headquarters, it'll be a stimulating space for you to really feel like you're connected to Bronzeville now.
And that's really been our goal all along, right? The community foundation is by, of, and for community, and it's really important for us to be embedded in community. We understand that we are coming in. You will be the new neighbors. The community has existed for a long time, and it's really our goal to be connected and engaged in ways that, you know, help spur continual thriving in that space.
What else do you have in store for 2024?
Well, we will continue to focus on our building our vision of a Milwaukee for all. So you'll certainly hear from the foundation, you know, how do we continue to make good on the promises of recentering community, reimagining philanthropy, remaking systems, making sure that we're taking a breath and asking folks, how are we doing? And then, of course, we'll be celebrating the campaign. So results will be forthcoming very soon. And I think we'll have a lot to celebrate this year based on the generosity of so many.
Oh, thank you for the great work that you do. How can people get involved with the foundation if they're interested in what you're doing?
Great question. So first thing I would say is when we open this year, please come see us at Thrive on King. This is a welcoming space. We want to see everyone there. Philanthropy is for everyone. So there are opportunities for everyone to support the community through time, talent, treasure, or ties through the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. And of course, you can follow us on social media and visit the greatermilwaukeefoundation.org to learn more and connect.
And when will Thrive on King be opening?
This spring.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Greater Milwaukee Foundation Vice President of Development and Philanthropic Services, Kristen Meckamson.
Thank you, Sandy.